This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. China says it's looking into the verification of a situation after the U.S. official said a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon was spotted over U.S. airspace Thursday. A spokesperson of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said in a daily briefing on Friday, China is a responsible country and has always strictly abided by international laws, and China has no intention to violate the territory and airspace of any sovereign countries. Even before China's spy balloon was spotted over the U.S., tensions were elevated between the two countries. Get more on that part of the story from AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Tensions with China are particularly high on numerous issues, not the least of which is China's understood support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine and China's refusal to rein in North Korea's expanding ballistic missile program and ongoing disputes over trade and technology. On Tuesday, Taiwan scrambled fighter jets, put its navy on alert, and activated missile systems in response to nearby operations by 34 Chinese military aircraft and 9 warships. 20 of those aircraft crossed the central line in the Taiwan Strait that has long been an unofficial buffer zone. Beijing has also increased preparations for a potential blockade or military action against Taiwan.
That was Lisa Dwyer reporting. The United Nations and humanitarian partners have launched an appeal for $751 million to meet the urgent needs of just over 5 million people in Mali. A UN spokesperson made the announcement Thursday, saying more than half of those in need are women and children. The UN says Mali faces a multidimensional crisis fueled by insecurity, conflict, climate change, and a lack of access to basic services. It says needs have increased by 17% compared to last year. This is VOA News. Israel's foreign ministry says Israel and Sudan have finalized a deal to normalize relations following a transfer of power from the military to a civilian government in Khartoum. After generations of non-recognition, South Sudan pledged to take steps towards diplomatic ties with Israel as part of a deal brokered in 2020. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is meeting with European leaders in Kyiv Friday, hoping to extract a fast-track promise from his country's entry into the European Union and gain the imposition of more sanctions on Russia at the summit. Meanwhile, British Defense Minister Ben Wallace said there was no magic wand that could help Ukraine in its fight against Russia. Get more on that part of the story from VOA's Diane Roberts.
Wallace made the statement when asked on Thursday about the possibility of supplying British fighter jets to be used by Ukrainian forces. Wallace did not rule out the possibility of sending jets, but said fighter aircraft were not what Ukraine needed right now, and that there were practical issues to consider, such as the many months it would take to train Ukrainian forces to use them. He was speaking at a news conference of British and Australian foreign and defense ministers following a meeting on trade and security. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
A South Korean court on Friday sentenced a former justice minister, Cho Kuk, to 2 years in prison after he was found guilty of creating fake credentials to help his children get into prestigious schools, a scandal that rocked the country's previous government and sparked huge protests. Cho told reporters after the ruling that he plans to appeal. If he does so, he has about 7 days. He will stay out of prison till at least the appellate ruling. Cho's wife was already serving a prison term over the charges related to their children. Cho was also found guilty of abusing his powers while serving as a senior aide to former President Moon Jae-in by blocking an investigation into a former financial services commission seen as close to Moon, who was eventually arrested for taking bribes from business people. And a federal task force has reunited 700 children who were separated from their families during the Trump administration. President Biden issued an executive order on his first day in office to reunite families separated under his predecessor's policy of forcibly separating parents and children at the U.S.-Mexico border to discourage illegal immigration. And in other news, health officials say in the U.S. that a company is recalling the over-the-counter eye drops that have been linked to the outbreak of drug-resistant infections, the maker of the Easy Care artificial tears. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.